It is Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, the project that has been recording conversations between friends and loved ones across America. And this final story of 2011 began in New York City 20 years ago. It was New Year's Eve. Isabel Sobozinski had traveled from her home in San Francisco to celebrate in New York, and that's where she met her future husband, Scott Wall.
I was single and feeling very lonely on New Year's Eve. I was actually wandering the streets of Manhattan, and I ended up in the Paris Cafe. And there was this ravishingly beautiful woman wearing a beautiful dress, and I introduced myself. But I was very surprised when you asked me for my ID.
Because I had been told that Manhattan is so big and scary, and I wanted to make sure that your name matched up and your birth date and all those details.
I thought it was very cute. And I said that I would like to see you in a day or two.
And then I called you, and you took me to the airport.
I had a little Walkman at the time, a beaten-up Walkman, and I commuted great distances into Manhattan, so I had time to make these tapes, like recorded letters.
Scott here.
And I would interview the brakeman on the subway.
I'm making a tape that I'm sending to a friend in California.
I remember at one point you had somebody play a song for me.
You know, when I was making these tapes for you, I just felt like you were this little angel on my shoulder wherever I was going.
To Isabel.
So I was like trying to show you everything. And
yeah, you even took it to the dentist once when you're having dental work.
Ooh, that tooth is getting uglier.
You talked on one side of the tapes, and you said, the other side is blank so that you can respond.
Do you remember when you were recording while you were visiting your family?
Como está?
Oh, yeah, that was with Mom, and I was telling them how excited I was about you, and so I asked them to say something.
Hi, Scott, how are you doing?
I realized you were really making an effort to share your world with me, and just really was a nice thing for me to hear.
I kept the tapes in a red box with a red ribbon.
I kept yours in an off-site storage area so that if ever there was an earthquake or a fire in the house, I would have them protected in a concrete bunker.
Kind of.
Well, looking back over the 20 years we've been together, has anything surprised you about our relationship?
That we can still look forward to seeing each other and having our love. That's a surprise to me. That's like a gift because that says a lot.
Wishing you well, darling. This is San Francisco signing off.
Isabel Sobozinski Wall with her husband Scott Wall at StoryCorps in San Francisco, where they both now live. Their conversation will be archived along with all StoryCorps interviews at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And remember, the project's podcast is at npr.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from the Atlantic Philanthropies.
This is NPR News.